and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the presidential polls, where the race is narrowing following President Obama's lackluster performance in the first debate. Peter Brown, the assistant director of the Quinnipiac poll and the chief spokesman for the Florida and Ohio polls, joins us to discuss how much Mitt Romney has gained and the president has lost as the election enters its last month. Then, as the Iranian government's oil revenues shrink from international sanctions, while the regime continues to hide its nuclear program and finance the besieged Assad clan in Syria, we will look into the collapse of Iran's currency. A former advisor to the director of the National Iranian Oil Company, Dr. Sarah Vashkouri, joins us to discuss the devastating effect inflation is having on Iran's middle class and the poor who cannot afford basic food and medicine. Then finally, we will speak with Paul Quinn Judge, the director of the International Crisis Group, who have just released a devastating report on Afghanistan's future when the US and NATO pulls out. Afghanistan, the long, hard road to the 2014 transition. We will discuss the report's bleak findings and whether the Karzai government will deal with its own mismanagement and corruption to stave off a likely defeat by the Taliban. Joining us now is Peter Brown, the assistant director of the Quinnipiac University Poll Institute, where he is the chief spokesman for the Florida and Ohio polls. He has more than 30 years of experience as a political journalist and editor in Washington, D.C., New England, and Florida. Previously, he was a political reporter for United Press International. He also served as a White House correspondent and then political editor for Scripps Howard News Service in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Background Briefing, Peter Brown.
Good evening, Ian. Or I guess it's afternoon where you are.
Yes, it is indeed. And I hope it's not the twilight for Obama or dawn for Mitt Romney. But the lackluster performance that he gave in the debate seems to have cost the president dearly in the polls. Just going through the list here, Rasmussen's latest has Obama at 48 and Romney at 48. Pew has Obama at 45 and Romney at 49. Ipsos Reuters has Obama at 47, Romney at 45. Gallup has Obama at 50, Romney at 45, and Rasmussen has, that's an older one. But the long and the short...
Actually, the Gallup poll uses is their seven-day track.
Seven-day tracking, yeah.
If you just look at the 3 days since the debate, actually, they're dead even.
So this is obviously had an impact, hasn't it, this debate?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that the debate was not Barack Obama's finest hour and a half.
So when will your latest poll come out?
Well, we don't talk about when we release polls.
I see.
But given what we do for a living, it's a fair assumption that we're not taking the last month off.
And your job with Quinnipiac is you're in charge of Florida and Ohio. No two states
and our other swing states, actually.
Right? But
and our national.
So and Mitt Romney's been down in your neck of the woods in Florida. He's been on a roll, right?
Well, Romney's obviously done well the last week, but here's the thing: up until today, the early polls were somewhat meaningless, but needed to be taken with a grain of salt because they were so quick. In other words, a good poll needs at least 4 or 5 days, generally, because to have a random sample, you have to keep going back to the phone numbers that are part of your sample, and sometimes people aren't home. So that what we're starting to see now, we start to see it today, I assume we'll see it in the next several days, is 4-day polls, 5-day polls, that will get a better reading on what's actually going on in the electorate. Obviously, Mr. Romney's had a good week since the debate, and since politics is the ultimate zero-sum game, what's good for Mr. Romney is bad for Mr. Obama. There have also been a whole series of early, quickie polls since the debate in several states, and they're basically all selling the same thing. Without going to whose they are, because some are Republican firms, some are Democratic firms, some are robo-polls, some are human being polls. We're seeing, Michigan, both they're a Democratic firm and an independent firm have it at Obama by 3. Before the debate, it was high single digits. Pennsylvania, an independent poll, has Obama by 2. That's down substantially from you know, high single, low double digits. In Colorado, you know, there's one poll has Obama up by one. In Virginia, you know, up by three. So the president remains, in Iowa, up by two. The president remains ahead in these state polls, but very narrowly and almost always within the margin of error. I mean, it would be, you know, unrealistic not to think that the national numbers will not filter down into the state polls if the national numbers continue as they're going, you know, strongly for Mr. Romney.
So also, Peter Brown, surely this bounce for Mitt Romney must be translating in terms of money. The president's been out here in California raising money, but my understanding is that Romney's having, the money's just pouring in. And prior to this, I think a lot of businessmen who would normally support a Republican candidate, because they're businessmen, they make a pragmatic decision, we're not going to give money to a loser. That's turned around, hasn't it?
Well, again, I don't have intimate knowledge of their fundraising efforts, but that would not be surprising. So, again, everybody in politics, everybody loves a winner.
So, tell us about the enthusiasm gap, because that's the difference between people who are likely to vote, which is really where I think there's a difference. Is the latest poll, for example, from Politico and George Washington University. Only 73% who support Obama say they are extremely likely to vote, compared to 86% who back Romney.
Right.
Likewise, 84% of Republicans say they are extremely likely to vote, compared to 76% of Democrats.
Right. Here's what's happened. All throughout the second half of 2011 and the first half of 2012, all the data indicated that Republicans were much more enthused about voting than were Democrats. And that's not surprising. It's easier to get people excited to voting against somebody they don't like than for someone they're not, you know, they may or may not like. That began to change in the summer. And many of these measurements got very even in terms of enthusiasm. What's happened is the debate has opened that up again. And that the Republicans who were, you know, were motivated by a desire to beat Mr. Obama, you know, clearly have seen and think that the debate has changed the status quo. I don't think there's any doubt they're right about that. The question is how much it's changed the status quo and where we go next.
Well, you know, it's odd to think that they just had an election on Sunday in Venezuela where there was an 81% turnout. We're lucky to get 60%. So, where does these numbers indicate in terms of a national turnout? Are we still at that position where most, you know, a huge percentage of our public don't even engage in these?
Well, you know, obviously, you mentioned it earlier. The polls that matter are the polls of likely voters.
Right.
You know, generally, Republicans do better in likely voter polls than registered voter polls. That's the historical record, that they get a little bit higher turnout normally and do a little better among likely voters than they do among registered voters. That's especially true in off-year elections, but even in presidential. You see that today in the Pew stuff. Pew has the two candidates even among registered voters, but Romney with a 4-point lead among likely voters.
Yeah, that was the poll that I read that's just come out from October 4th to 7th.
Right, they started polling the day after the debate.
Right.
And they did it for 4 days. That's a sufficient amount of time to have a quality poll. I'm not commenting on their numbers, but what I'm trying to suggest to you is that a polls that began that started after the day after the debate and are now starting to come out, they're long enough to give you a solid reading of public opinion.
And again,
snap polls of a day or two are, you know, historically, are less accurate on that.
But again, the poll you're referring to, Peter Brown, the Pew poll, has Obama at 45 and Romney at 49. That's certainly
among likely voters.
Yeah, amongst likely voters, and that's certainly he's up four. That's the best result that he's had
in quite some time.
So obviously, debates count, right? So
clearly that one did.
So the next one, I imagine, we don't know what the performances are going to be like, but we sure as hell know a lot of people are going to be listening, right, and watching.
I mean, well, are you talking about the second presidential or the vice presidential?
The second presidential.
I think that's right. And it's worth remembering the second presidential has a different format. It has the town hall format. And that, gives people who the debate moderators have selected a chance to enter into the discussion. And there's always a wild card notion there that in those kind of debates.
But so what does this tell us about the American voting public or the one that's being polled, the public that's being polled? Are they ephemeral? Are they that capricious that just one performance on one night can overcome months and months of campaigning?
Sure, worked for Ronald Reagan, in 1980. It's worth noting that, and the Republicans have used this as a talking point, I'm not subscribing to that, but the historical record is interesting. Ronald Reagan trailed Jimmy Carter throughout the spring and summer and early fall of 1980, and they only had one debate. And Reagan was judged by the public as the winner, and he took off from there and took the lead and just built on his lead through Election Day. I'm not saying that's going to happen by any means, but that's an example of voters change their mind based on performance. And let's go back to what happened on Wednesday night. Romney had entered the debate with voters not terribly enthusiastic about him. Not even Republicans were enthusiastic about him. But it's worth noting that one of the reasons that's the case is that the White House, and as you mentioned, I've been doing this for, God, almost 40 years now, I have never seen as effective a campaign to negatively define someone as the White House and Obama campaign's effort to define Mitt Romney, starting in the early spring, that has continued to carry on through the conventions. And that made a lot of voters suspicious or unhappy with Romney. Romney was able in the debates to show a side of him that was unfiltered by the media. And apparently a lot of voters liked that better.
And the president wasn't able to make the point that he made rather lamely, that this is a different Romney from the one that had been campaigning for the last 18 months.
Politics is a zero-sum game. What's good for one side is bad for the other. And you can say that the president blew the debate, or you can say Romney did well in the debate. The effect is the same. Romney obviously has come out with, as you pointed, a surge. Now, whether that continues or not, we're not going to know. But clearly, the campaign has changed. A week ago, there were a lot of people who wanted to count Romney out. Now, you have national polls in which they're basically tied. In many of the key states, the president continues to hold very small, statistically insignificant leads. But he still has small leads in many key states. What will happen over the next week or so will be interesting, because obviously the status quo that is the case on the morning of October 16th, which is the second debate, will then be measured against what happens that night, and then you could see a movement either one way or the other. But I think very little is likely to happen in the next week unless the vice presidential debate becomes consequential. Historically, the vice presidential debates have not been very consequential.
So the bottom line here in closing, Peter Brown, is that the national polls that are very good for Romney, they could filter down to the swing states, and he could Obama could have even worse news in the states in which he's slightly ahead.
Certainly possible, or he could recover.
Uh-huh.
But the status quo has changed. Last Wednesday morning, there were a lot of people wanting to write Romney off. Nobody's writing him off today.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us, Peter Brown.
No problem. Have a good evening.
You too.
Or afternoon there.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with Peter Brown, who's the Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute, where he's the chief spokesman for the Florida and Ohio polls. He has more than 30 years of experience as a political journalist and editor in Washington, D.C., New England, and Florida, and previously was a political reporter for United Press International. He also served as the White House correspondent and then political editor for Scripps Howard News Service in Washington, D.C. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about how the Iranian economy is collapsing and whether this will bring regime change.
You don't need to change. The future's ours. You don't need to change.